Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
There are 1,000 stories at Raymond Chandler Elementary School. Most of them have happy endings, but sometimes things get messier than a kindergartner finger painting during an earthquake. That's where I come in. Sam Archer, third grade detective. Episode 10, The Thrilling Conclusion. I was in the hoosegow, the slammer, the clink, the pen. Those are all different ways of saying I was in jail. Which I wasn't, not really. I was in the principal's office. But that's just as bad. Principal Randolph was on the phone with my mom.
All right then. Yes, I'm sorry too. Your mother will be here to pick you up in a little while.
Did she sound mad?
I'd say more exasperated.
So, mad plus tired.
That sounds right. JT, lunchtime is almost over. You should get to the gymnasium for the assembly.
I will, Principal Randolph. But first, I want to give Sam these cookies.
It was an entire batch of JT's dad's famous cookies. They were pretty much the best thing on Earth. They were possibly the best cookies in the universe. I wouldn't know for sure until I had tried cookies from all the other planets.
So, here you go.
I told you, JT, I can't accept those cookies. I didn't get Nero back for you.
But you spent all week trying, and you even got in trouble for it.
Technically, she got in trouble for trying to force Mr. Kozlowski's desk drawer open while he was on lunch.
I still say he's the wolf napper.
Ugh, we'll discuss this with your parents after school.
By which time the criminal will have gotten away.
There's no criminal, Sam.
You really don't want the cookies?
I wouldn't feel like I earned them, but thanks, JT.
You know, I was hoping for a big, thrilling conclusion with last-minute revelations and confessions and someone shouting, "If that is your real name!"
All right, run along, JT.
Bye, Sam. See you on Monday.
Not if I see you first. Good luck at the kickball game.
Now I have to go and give an assembly on the standardized testing that starts next week. So, someone else is going to wait with you until your mom gets here.
Knock, knock.
The cafeteria lady walked into the room. She brought a rock-hard bread roll and a tin cup full of vegetarian chili with her.
Here you go, kid. I didn't know if you had a chance to eat lunch.
Thank you for doing this.
I get overtime for being here.
I'll be back as soon as the assembly is over. Sam, don't get in any trouble while I'm gone.
How could I?
Don't look so glum, kid. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's this. You do your time and come out stronger.
I wasn't entirely sure what she was talking about, but it sounded like she was trying to help, which I appreciated. And the vegetarian chili was actually pretty good.
So, what are you in for?
I tried to rescue JT's stuffed wolf Nero from Mr. Kozlowski's desk, but Nero wasn't in there.
So you was wrong.
I was wrong about where Nero was, but I'm sure Mr. Kozlowski has him. He let something slip about Nero's big brown eyes yesterday.
But how did he know Nero has brown eyes?
Exactly.
Could be a coincidence.
In my business, we don't believe in coincidences.
In my business, we don't believe in health code regulations, but they exist.
The question is, why would Mr. Kozlowski take JT's good luck wolf?
For luck?
Right. I guess there's no other motive. And in that case, he'd want to keep Nero nearby. In that case!
Who with the what now?
Mr. Kozlowski brought his briefcase to the aquarium. He brought it to the Space Kitten Hero League convention.
I love me those space kittens.
Nero is in his briefcase. I know it. I have to get to the gymnasium.
Just hold it right there, kid. I'm supposed to watch you until your mom gets here.
But don't you see? I've solved the case.
I ain't supposed to let you out. I was given specific instructions.
But...
Sorry, the answer is no.
I had to think fast. Time was ticking away and JT's kickball game was almost here. That's when I had an idea. I reached into my backpack and used my emergency phone to dial the school's number.
Hello?
While her back was turned, I made my break for the door.
Gotcha!
But the cafeteria lady was too quick. She grabbed me and put me back in the chair.
I got eyes in the back of my head, kid. But not literally, that would be weird.
Oh well, worth a shot.
Look, I sympathize, really. But I said I'd keep you here, and I keep my word.
I know. Keeping your word is the right thing to do.
Thanks for understanding.
You know what else is the right thing to do? Getting JT his stuffed wolf back.
But you don't know for sure that Mr. Kozlowski has him.
I am sure. Just like I'm sure you're from Cincinnati, Ohio. You have four grandkids, and you're in a motorcycle gang.
How could you know all that?
You wear a pendant around your neck that has a writing quill crossed with a monkey wrench. That's the symbol for the Roving Poets, a literary-themed motorcycle gang.
We don't call it a gang. It's more a loose association of poetry and motorcycle enthusiasts.
I know you're from Cincinnati because you serve your chili over spaghetti noodles. No one else does that.
And how do you know I have four grandkids?
You have their names tattooed on your forearm.
All right, kid. You're good. I'll give you that.
But if you don't let me out of here, Mr. Kozlowski is going to get away with stealing Nero.
I already told you, I can't let you out. I'd get in trouble. This is my job we're talking about.
Okay. I guess I understand.
But I do need to use the bathroom, so I'm gonna go. I am also going to leave the door unlocked. I would be very disappointed if you left the principal's office while I was gone. Do we understand each other?
Perfectly. Thank you so much.
Good luck, kid.
The cafeteria lady left the office, closing the door behind her, but not locking it. As soon as she was gone, I jumped down from the chair, opened the door, and ran out of the office. I had to make it to the gymnasium before the assembly ended and the kickball championship started. Once again, I was racing against the clock, with no clue what would happen when I got where I was going. That's how I like it. While I run, why don't you take a quick break and meet me back here in a couple minutes? I promise I won't wrap everything up until you get back. I charged toward the gymnasium where Principal Randolph was having a school-wide assembly. I got there just as she was finishing up.
So, in conclusion, standardized testing is good for everyone. If it wasn't great, they wouldn't have made it standard. Thank you. Now, if there are no questions, we'll dismiss...
I have a question, Principal Randolph.
Sam!
Sam Archer, I thought you were in my office.
And I once thought I could eat a large pizza by myself without getting sick. Looks like we were both wrong.
You are in a lot of trouble, young lady.
With respect, ma'am, I'm in trouble anyway. May as well finish this out.
I say let her speak. What could it hurt?
Thank you, Ms. Lebetkin.
Ugh, I guess we have a couple minutes until the kickball game. Make it quick.
Monday morning, Nero goes missing. JT and I track down the wet footprints left by Mr. Slauson, the school custodian.
Yep, those were mine.
He came in to clean up the blue raspberry smoothie left in the cubby area by Drew Reddington.
Hey, that's my name.
It was your smoothie.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
The smoothie had been spilled by Ashley Stevens, who had taken Nero out of JT's backpack to pet him for luck before her makeup test with Mr. Kozlowski.
It's true. It's all true.
Why did she just run out of here?
No idea. Anyway, Mr. Slauson knocked Nero into his mop bucket. He took him to the maintenance supply closet, washed him, and left him there to dry.
Nodding vigorously, but when I got back, Nero was gone.
Now, I was thinking about this all wrong. We followed clues, we followed suspects, but we didn't think about the why and how until today.
I didn't think about why people have feet until today.
That's great, Drew. Anyway, Mr. Slauson said that the key to the maintenance supply closet had gone missing from the office. And who has access to the principal's office?
The principal!
Yes, but she'd have no reason to steal a key that was hanging in her office anyway. It had to be a faculty member. And the only reason to steal Nero is because he's a good luck charm. And who's the teacher who's the most in need of luck? Mr. Kozlowski!
If that is your real name!
Nice one, JT!
Thanks!
You think I'd make up a name like Kozlowski?
You may as well confess to the wolf-napping, Mr. Kozlowski.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Then you won't mind opening your briefcase.
I certainly would mind. You've already searched my desk and accused me of theft in front of the whole school.
If I'm wrong, I'll clean your classroom for a month.
No deal. I'm offended. And I don't have to listen to this nonsense. I'm leaving.
Somebody stop him!
Lucy McBone, the toughest kid at Raymond Chandler Elementary, stood up and blocked Mr. Kozlowski's way out.
Excuse me, Lucy.
Just hand over the briefcase and nobody has to go to the emergency room.
Principal Randolph, are you going to do something about this?
I would, but I'm scared of her too.
Now, Kozlowski, you don't want to see me angry.
Fine. Here you go.
Hey, Archer, there's a lock on the case. You want I should bust it open?
Please don't.
Try combination 314.
How did you know that?
It's the first three digits of pi, which is Mr. Kozlowski's favorite number.
Nero! He was in your briefcase!
All right, you got me.
But Winston, why?
Because I like you.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I can explain.
Please do, Mr. Kozlowski.
I took the key to the maintenance closet a while ago. I've been going in there on my lunch break to be alone with my thoughts. I needed a place to escape to.
I had no idea you were so unhappy here.
I never wanted to teach third grade. I wanted to teach music. Anyway, I was in there on Monday and there was this adorable stuffed wolf.
Nero!
Yes, that one. While I was holding him, I saw that Mr. Slauson had swept up Ms. Lubetkin's application to enter the fan art competition at the Space Kitten Hero League convention.
I came in third, by the way.
I thought, how lucky. I'll ask her if she wants a date for the convention. And then I remembered JT saying Nero was his good luck charm. So I thought I'd put him in my briefcase when I asked Ms. Lubetkin out for the luck. I was going to return him to you that afternoon, JT.
So why didn't you?
Because she said yes. So I knew I wanted good luck for our date.
Ugh, disgusting. Sorry. Kissy stuff grosses me out.
But every time I decided to give Nero back, I thought, just a little more good luck. That's all I need. I'm so sorry, JT. It was wrong of me. Ms. Lubetkin, I understand if you never want to speak to me again. Principal Randolph, I'll pack my things and go.
Mr. Kozlowski handed Nero to JT and started the long walk out of the gymnasium. I had never seen anything so sad. But then...
Winston, wait! I had a crush on you long before you asked me to go to KittenCon with you. It had nothing to do with luck.
Really?
Really?
She took his hand in hers. It was sweet, but it still made me want to barf.
And I wasn't going to announce this yet. But we will be hiring a music teacher for next year. I encourage you to apply for the job.
That's... That's wonderful. Thank you.
Now, can we please have the kickball game?
My mom showed up a few minutes after that, but Principal Randolph and Mr. Kozlowski talked to her and told her it had all been worked out. So now I was sitting in the bleachers waiting for the kickball game to start and munching on an entire bag of cookies that was mine, all mine. JT finished stretching and jogged over to me.
Hey, Sam. How are the cookies?
They taste like success. Want one?
Not before a game, but thanks. Hey, I was thinking, you know what the Sam Archer Detective Agency needs?
An office?
A partner. Archer and O'Shaughnessy. What do you think?
I like it.
JT, you're up.
So that's how the case worked out. JT got Nero back, Mr. Kozlowski and Ms. Lebetkin found love, which is gross, and I got a big bag of cookies, and possibly a partner for my detective agency. That's what I call a happily ever after. Great kick, JT! But the world is full of mysteries to solve, and somehow I had a feeling this wasn't the last case for Sam Archer, third grade detective. That's me.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.